Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, how's the bowls going?
Well, next question, Rick. firstly, to all my Bros and Light listeners, I do apologise. You could have told me a bit earlier, but you've still got three rounds to go. Didn't realise that until I got on the computer and saw 19, 20 and 21. So do apologise. So it gives Tanunda still a look in, Rick, to make the finals. They've got to beat Newry this week. I don't think they will, but anyway, so my bowls, I'm not doing any tips.
No tips, Phil.
I cannot tip one right in the last month. So Saturday, we lost to Tranmere by 13.
Not only can you not tip one right, you haven't won in the last month, have you, personally?
As I said, Tranmere on Saturday we lost to, we should never have lost that, by 13. Lockley's yesterday by 17, but me and Pete, my mate, 19-15 up. Just trying to carry the side through, but couldn't do it. So anyway, no tips from me at all.
No tips.
No tips. We got Salisbury Saturday, and we have Hawthorn next Wednesday. Rick, you want to do a tip?
Yeah, I'm going with the fact that you'll get knocked off in both.
I'm not tipping, but I don't agree with that tip.
Well, I'm just judging on the form that has been shown in recent weeks. And I can't see it changing now.
We'll leave it at that. That's it. We'll skip over that this week. Local bowls. Last week, Rick, quickly. Yardunda losing to Angaston, 78 to 127. Mount Pleasant, 84 to Newry, 118, which I've tipped both of those. Lindock, upset by Tanunda, I would have said, 80 to 107. And the last game, didn't tip this one, Rick.
What was that?
COVID call-off. By the association. Capunda had a couple, bit of an outbreak of COVID within the club.
And well, that will confuse your tipping, I would have thought.
No, it probably made it better. I got a half a point
So what did they do?
So I just called the match off and half points each. So, which won't make any difference to the ladder, which is Angaston clearly on top, 335, Newry 263, Capunda 242, Lindock 215, and Tanunda 203. So it's only 12 points between Tanunda and Lindock. So you get 12 for a win and 2 for a rink or something like that. I think it is up in the Barossa.
Yep.
So they could easily catch up. But they need to beat, as I said, they need to beat Newry this week, Tanunda. And I don't think they will. So quickly going on to round 19. Lindock play Yardunda. And I pick Lindock. Freeling and Angaston. Angaston. Tanunda and Newry. Newry. And Capunda and Mount Pleasant. Capunda. So that's virtually the wrap up on that. Quickly, Rick, just to show the dominance of Angaston, so I can't get it out. The top 10 ranked players are all Angaston players, Rick, on the players list. So that's just goes to show their dominance.
Unbelievable.
Yes. So there you go. So into the local cricket, we'll just swing by that now.
Yes.
Day one of a 2-day game.
Last round.
Last round, is that definite? Because I've mucked the bowls up. But
No, I've researched that. Not okay.
definitely at least one of us has researched.
Definitely the last round, yes.
Okay, so Tanunda, 331 versus Lindock. Smith made 84. Beau Warmy, old mate, made 93. And for Lindock, Gogol took 5 for 67.
Yes, yep.
Newry. This is a game that's an important game. 1-4-2 Newry versus Light Pass. Wilson made 41. Bohm took 3 for 14. Rick, you just want to say something on that game?
Everything hinges basically on that game because 142 isn't a big score. Light Pass have been up and down, but they've actually caused a couple of upsets at different stages. Yep. Now, if Newry win, it's all over. The four is set. But if Light Pass beat them, then I'll explain after you've completed the round.
Yep.
So there's an interesting scenario if Newry get beaten.
Yep. Okay. So the next game then is Sandy Creek, 8 for 186 versus Malala.
Now that's a very interesting game. That's the game I'm umpiring, and never ever until last Saturday have I been to Malala where conditions haven't been absolutely ideal.
Yep.
Rating out of 10 would be 10 on every occasion. However, last Saturday, the pitch was almost unacceptable. I don't know, when I arrived there early, the lawnmower was out there, but obviously they forgot to use it because the pitch was shockingly overgrassed, long, and it was very spongy, and it was very, very hard to bat on. Now, cutting the story short, it wasn't unplayable, but it was very difficult. And for Sandy Creek to have got the number of...
Yeah, 186.
They basically simply occupied the crease. Okay. Now, the big million-dollar question is, what will the pitch be like this
week? Yeah, it should be hard as a rock.
Well, and there'll be some pretty unhappy Sandy Creek players if that's the case.
Mm.
In theory, it's not written in the rule book, but a pitch from one Saturday to the next should be as close as possible to similar conditions.
Do you make a call on that, being an umpire?
Oh, well, you wouldn't know. The answer wouldn't be on the day. You'd have to write to the committee and they'd probably get fined or whatever. But ethics say they've got to leave as much grass on because Malalar... And we'll talk, I guess we can talk about it briefly now. Malalar, if they get the runs and if Newry lose, have a chance of making the
floor. Yeah, that's right, as we said last
time. So the sad inference is there's a vested interest in them producing a batting paradise this week.
Wow, there you go.
So it's a little bit tricky.
Okay, so top scorer there was Kreutner. 45, and Curnow took 6 for 44 for Malalar. Grinnock versus South Gawler. South Gawler only made 138. Golder made 31. Burchard for Grinnock took 4 for 20. And in reply, Grinnock are 2 for 13, Rick.
Yeah, as I've said in previous shows, South are struggling. Grinnock
are still a chance, aren't they? Bit of a chance.
Yes, but that won't happen, I don't think.
And the last game was Angaston, top versus bottom, Angaston 266, Gilbert Valley, Bainey 111, our man Greg Bain, 111.
Yeah.
And Vader took 4 for 56 for Gilbert Valley.
Yeah. So it's a very interesting scenario. I think in last week's show we predicted that this could possibly come about. I really didn't think Newry would... be in a position where it's dicey. The point, if our listeners remember, is that Newry are only half a game in fourth position. So if, for instance, Malalar win and Newry lose, they would jump over the top of them. But we won't go through the scenario.
No.
However, the other interesting thing is, as we've already just discussed, that... I think I've been talking about Tanunda instead of Malalar.
Malalar.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Malalar have to produce a track capable of getting the runs.
Yep.
And I think you'll find that the Rooster will not be happy if it is a batting paradise.
Not with a big duck by his name. So that's about all of the local cricket. Rick, what else are you...
Yeah, well, Phil.
Yes.
I'm sure because you're the sporting man you are, what about Cornsey's column? Have you got any
supporting
words?
I mean, supporting Goodwin on the way he has verbally abused and attacked the doctor.
How can anyone, particularly who earns a quid from putting pen to paper in the press, try to defend Goodwin by saying, quote, he was swearing to him,
not at him. I'm sorry, Cornsey, you've lost me.
I
was never a big fan anyway, I've got to admit.
No. Well, for those listeners who mightn't have seen Graham Cornsey's column, Dr. Session Arane, who was the long-time Melbourne club doctor, who by chance also had served... for 4 years with the AFL's concussion unit, he had Angus Brayshaw, you know, very, very good player. He's had concussion problems.
Yes, wearing a helmet.
Wells are
Yep.
And the good doctor had told him that he was Goodwin, that he was unavailable to play.
Yep.
And Goodwin has totally lost the plot. And not only is it accused, but it's been appeared in court. So obviously the facts are, amongst other things, in amongst the swearing and abuse
mm-hmm.
that Goodwin has evidently subjected the good doctor to, things like, are we effing fair dinkum? You're exaggerating his symptoms, and you're not handling him properly. And are we effing here to do our job and win games of football, or are we here to eff around?
Yeah, Dr. Goodwin, is it?
I think it's Professor Goodwin. Yeah, Professor. Yeah. It would almost seem to me that it is almost the definition of abuse and bullying, wouldn't it be?
I would say so, Rick.
But
I'm not a big fan of Goody, I'm afraid.
I would. Well, the only thing we can assume, of course, is that Dr. Goodwin was backed by Dr. Corns.
Oh, yeah, there's another doctor.
In supporting the fact that he wasn't swearing at him.
I think
him.
The... both Crows, they both love the Crows. That's what it is. That's some common denominator there.
I mean, it is not only, and we've been through it all before, is that we are now in a very much more knowledgeable world of concussion and head knocks and the repercussions of such, and which have been going on in football for some period of time and have been brought to attention in cricket because of Will Pekoske.
Yep.
For supposedly a responsible columnist like Dr. Corns to come out and defend
Dr. Goodwin,
it's unacceptable.
Yeah,
it is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, I actually got the paper last week, Rick, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, what a load of dribble. I couldn't even get through it all because it was absolute load of dribble.
Well, dare I suggest that I've got a suggestion for both of them, Phil. I think that Dr. Goodwin should restrict his activities to something that he knows something about, coaching football, and Dr. Corns could return to selling cars.
He's still got that. I don't think he's even got the car out anymore.
But if that was a seriously flawed column, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm.
What about the double-page spread of the illustrious Ben Horn cricket journalist picking the top 50 Australian cricketers of the summer? But wait for it. Did you see those, Phil?
I've got them in front of me, Rick. You know that.
But, Phil, he has the ability that no one else has. He can not only compare and contrast performances in long form 4 and 5 day cricket, he can compare the form as against 1 day cricket, and just to throw into it, he can also take into account Big Bash 20 over cricket. But that's not the end either, Phil.
There's girls' names as well.
He can compare women and men.
Look, Rick, straight away, I'm not a big cricket, I don't know much about
it. Oh, you've learned a lot from
it. I have. You've taught me well, but the standard between the ladies' cricket and the men's cricket is a little bit different, Rick, isn't it?
I mean,
I think if we're going to do the top 50, do 50 men, 50 women.
Spot on. And then, I mean,
you can't interact them.
If you did that, then the only argument I'd say is how you actually rate, say, a performance of...
test match and one day.
Yes.
He should have a top 10 test match, top 10.
However,
absolutely.
I mean, how you can try and put men and women together is just... Just imagine Maxwell, right? How do you reckon he'd perform on the Gawler East Primary School Oval?
Because well, wouldn't find the ball.
Well,
that'd be about five houses down the road.
Well, that's about the size that the girls play on. And yet he can put them all into a rank order.
Yeah, well, he's only ranked at 21, and there's about 10 girls before him. How do you reckon the one-day skipper's going? Aaron Finch at number 24.
Well, honestly, Ben Horne has gone up in my estimation. He has achieved something in sports journalism that no one, to the best of my knowledge, has ever achieved. I can't wait, Phil. Now, this is up your alley. I can't wait for him to do a similar thing for the professional tennis circuit. I wonder how he's going to rate Ash Barty against the Rafa.
I just can't believe that this paper's held together with the amount of dribble that is on it. Like, you know,
the only thing that holds it together, other than that, is the Harvey Norman ads as well.
I mean, poor old Alex Carey, he's only just made the top 50. He's 50th.
Anyway. No, honestly, I hope next week...
That's not worth the paper it's written on, I'm sorry.
That's right. I hope next week he gets to do the tennis. That'll be interesting, won't it? Hey?
What about the football?
What do you reckon? Where do you reckon the cocker might stand? Or Nick, hey?
What about the footy?
Oh, well, that'd be interesting too.
They play 7 or 8 games compared to 20-odd.
Yeah. Well, that is one of the most...
I might do one up.
You could.
Now I'm watching the ladies' football. Yeah.
Well, you could. I mean, that is perhaps one of the most sensational bits of sports journalism I've ever seen.
Well done to him. Who was it? Ben Horne.
Ben Horne.
Remember that name.
You're all over it, Phil. You're all over it. And while we are going, because we'd better wind up shortly, did you hear, it was the annual report at the AGM.
Yep.
And the president stood up and said, as you know, we always try to help a club that is less successful than ours.
Yep, fair enough.
Unfortunately, each year that is becoming harder to find.
That's very good, Rick. I like that.
That even got past the...
producer.
The producer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quickly, Rick, I see that Jack Darling and Jed Anderson from North Melbourne, Jack Darling obviously from the West Coast, still not training, but I did see in a late edition, Anderson must have been vaxxed now, and he is back training at the moment. But Darling's still up in the air. It's talk that contract could be. He's only got. They've actually given him a deadline now to get vaxxed or.
Well, I mean, while we've got this absolutely inconsistent set of rules over COVID. The only way, given that the rules are what the rules are, the only way any club can deal with it is to say, right, you're in or you're out. Not we're going to wait any longer because it's unfair on your squad, on the others who played the ball game, whether they wanted to or not. And so be it. And if
you've got 42 on your list and you've got to have that 42 ready to go, you're one down already.
That's right.
So they've given him a deadline, they've given them a deadline.
Yeah.
But looks like they'll miss the start of the season, both of them. Mm. So
we'll save this to run over to next week's show. But I think there's also some serious repercussions about the AFL saying, well, you can grab any sandful or waffle players you like if COVID strikes. I mean, it makes you wonder. So that generates down to Central's grabbing half of Tanunda or whatever. Right. And where does it stop?
Yeah, where does it stop? It's just a big...
But anyway, we'll hold that over.
We will. So we'll forget about it by next week anyhow.
So until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.